Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here we go, everyone.
Bong, bong. News. News.
No! No!
News.
Where's the new one?
News.
Is this not the new one?
No, there's...
Our only real hope.
It's not... That's not it?
No.
This is news.
It's okay.
Or I gotta go find the new one. Where could that have gone?
I don't know.
Before we get started, I want to thank everyone for making the Jealous song the most downloaded song on Spotify.
We did get some texts. People wanted to download it. It's on our podcast feed.
Yeah.
On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
This is probably sometimes business spills out onto the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're supposed to keep it professional and humorous and whatever here.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We don't always hit the mark. Aaron is the music director of the radio station, and I would like to ask respectfully that the song Jealous get added to the playlist.
I need to know how well it's doing.
It's doing
in the market.
Great.
TIAC? How
many comments did we get?
We got a few.
How many
downloads?
I need to know specifically
how many downloads happened on the blog yesterday.
Are you touring anytime soon?
Yes, I'm touring. I'll be playing a Live at 5 in Denver sometime soon. So you're not going to add it.
It just depends.
I'll go over your head.
Yeah, we'll start spiking it in.
There you go.
Good evening. This is a good day for T-Hack because John Cena says that eating McDonald's actually helps his diet regime.
Shut
up. Yep, one of the greatest athletes of all time.
He's so good you can't see him.
Is that funny?
That you can't see me. That's the thing he does with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, he does it because he's like really into. He's been working out since he was 13. He does a lot of calorie counting, so he knows exactly what's in a McGriddle and how many calories. He's not just eating it for the benefit of it, but
one McGriddle. You could do that.
Yeah, I ate one while he was listening to your story.
But he
a little syrup on you.
He says it's an incredible tool for me.
Interesting. You know, I think, is it Chad Ochocinco? I think he's the same way, where he has eaten McDonald's his whole career, the NFL wide receiver. And he has said...
He has gone far too far with the veneers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in some commercial, and it's like in Something About Mary when Matt Dillon or whatever puts the veneers, and they're just so... Like, if you're getting veneers, just... Pretend you're a human who's eaten in their life and get it like one shade under white.
Right.
Like
you don't want the most.
If you get brilliant white, the color you paint like the inside of the Guggenheim or whatever, it's too much. Your teeth should have a little wear and tear. But anyway, what did Ocho say?
Well, because he says basically if you treat your body, you only give it healthy stuff all the time. Then your body doesn't know how to react to if you can't give it healthy.
Smart.
So if I only give my body the bad stuff and it knows how to make it play in the NFL only on the bad stuff, then my body's actually in better
shape.
Did
he really say that?
He's something like that. It made a lot of sense to me. Three McGriddles in, I'm ready to hear anything.
Uh-huh.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we've had good news for me in the first story. We have good news for Slacker in the second story.
Wow.
Is it more about the song Jealous? One of the most downloaded.
It is. One of the most downloaded. No, the most eligible bachelor on the show might have a new girlfriend this year, as Sofia Vergara says. She's manifesting a boyfriend in 2025, and that boyfriend, it could be you.
Can I say
there's
this?
There's few hotter than Sofia Vergara.
I could see her going for like a nobody. Not saying that. Not saying
Jesus.
We were supposed to ease into that, Aaron.
What?
I just meant
in
that.
In God's name, did you just do?
No, like a regular person. I could see her. Like
I'm exceptional.
Lana Del Rey married like a crocodile.
No, I know that is weird. She pretended she was in a relationship with him forever.
Yeah. But like I could see Sofia doing that as well.
Yeah.
Can I, first off, thank you for the whatever that it was the most backhanded thing I think that's ever happened to me. I'm gonna say this. I don't know if you've seen the latest Shane Gillis comedy thing.
I haven't. Not yet.
But he talks about his girlfriend, mm-hmm. her ex was a Navy SEAL, and how hard it is to like follow up somebody who never quits,
right.
who is at the peak of fitness, who's whatever. Have you seen Joseph Manji, whatever?
Have you
seen him with his shirt off?
Yeah, oh, of course I have.
Have you seen him just walking around casually in a Kroger store? Yeah. I don't care if she falls from grace. She can't fall
if
enough.
If Shane did it, you can do it.
No, she can't. She's not going to fall.
Do it for us.
She's not going to fall this far. I just wonder if she is normal in real life. Because, like, did you see all the hubbub the other day about What's Her Bucket on the red carpet of the Emmys? Where is my... And she was on the red carpet. She's like, oh my God, you kind of did my voice.
What is her name? Yeah.
She talked in a real voice and everybody's like, wait, what? That's a character. That's
of course
the way
that's
she
a character.
Talked. Paris Nobody
Hilton.
Thought that.
Paris Hilton is a character.
Right, but everybody thought that's her real voice.
No, of course not.
And it's not, and everybody's blown away. If Sofia Vergara has a real voice, I'd be into it.
Hmm.
But if she has to overdo,
I think she hams
like
it
she
up a little. Yeah.
Like the later seasons of Modern Family
yes.
became
yeah.
so much. She's like, oh, Ricky. And you're like, what? Don't.
I like that. I don't.
Okay.
All right. Well, different types.
This is your warning.
I'm sorry, what?
Valentine's Day falls on
We don't
this
have time
is
for
pressing.
Good evening. Good evening.
Wow. Valentine's Day is coming up. It's on a Friday. Get your reservations now.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Call a Dwight Schrute. If you don't have a date, sell it.
Here's my thing. What if I get reservations, but I don't have
sell it. Anybody? Sell it to T-Hack.
Yeah, I've been in that position before where I didn't make reservations in time. Yep.
All right.
And it's very embarrassing when it's like
I'm gonna make reservations at the nicest restaurant in town.
Okay.
Sophia, ooh. If you're listening,
meet him there.
We're going to go to McDonald's and hang out with John Cena.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.